with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab here.
Seaman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Friday, 5 o'clock hour, we are ready to go. Week one of the NFL continues.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Big college football. By the way, ratings up last night for that garbage game between the Packers and the Bears.
I'd love to see what the ratings were in the fourth quarter. Although, still a one-score game, so maybe people hung in there.
There is new AB news. No, this is not a broken record. No, we are not, you know, rehashing old stuff. If you're just getting in your car, it's been a very busy day for AB. Antonio Brown and the Raiders. He boo-hooed and had a little apology in front of the team today.
But before that, it was reported that he said bitch and cracker to Mike Mayock.
That on Wednesday.
And he has now, after his little stupid apology, which was fake and fraudulent, and he has since denied to Diana Rossini that said he never said those words, which is full of, he's full of it. We all know he did.
Yeah.
Too many witnesses, too many reports out there with sources saying that absolutely happened.
All right. So, and that what bottom line is? 24 hours ago, the statement was the Raiders may suspend.
The plan.
The plan was to suspend him. Now, the plan is he will play Monday night against the Broncos in the second Monday night football game.
Keywords. The may. Plan.
The plan. Right, the plan. Got a plan. They plan on. Because you don't know.
No, you don't know.
Because so many things, there's like 70, well, 72 plus 5. There's 77 hours between now and the game. And in Antonio Brown's world, that's a lifetime.
And we have a poll up at 99.3 ESPN Radio that says how many incidents will AB and the Raiders have before kickoff on Monday night, which is about 10:20 or 10:30. The choices are 0, 1, 2, 3, or more. So far, 1 is at 41%, 3 or more is at 23%, 14% for 2, and 22% for none.
All right. Stay tuned.
Hmm.
We'll have that. I want to play the John Gruden from earlier, just telling you to. And I believe OJ
has
tweeted on this since we've been on the
We have John Gruden. We have AB. The total of that is about a minute combined. And then we have OJ.
All right, let's do all that. But first, it's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
Well, as you guys said, John Gruden, talking to reporters today, said the plan is for Antonio Brown to play Monday night when the Raiders take on the Denver Broncos. The Kansas City Chiefs has signed wide receiver Tyreek Hill to a 3-year, $54 million extension with $35 million guaranteed. Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon put out a letter to fans saying, "Judge me on what I do now, not my past." And Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs is questionable for week one with a hamstring injury.
Uh-oh. That could change things.
All right. Julio Jones might not play.
Because he wants a new contract.
DK Metcalf has dubbed himself the Wolverine after coming back from his knee injury.
I'm putting AB a question.
The wide receivers in the NFL, they give us content. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't wait. Oh, and Tyreek Hill got $54 million today.
Yeah, 3 receptions, 35 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guy breaks his kid's arm, allegedly, and he gets rewarded with $54
million. Well, he just punches him in the chest for fun.
Yeah. Every parent does
That's their game.
And threatens his baby mama drama. All right, can we...
You ought to be afraid of me, too.
Can we start chipping away at some of this audio?
Yes.
John Gruden. And again...
I got AB, Chris has got John Gruden.
I think how we went from... We plan to suspend him to we plan on having him play Monday.
Plan.
I think somebody had to come to Jesus meeting last night. Like, okay, guys, how do we get out of this mess? AB's one of the greatest players in the world. We don't want to just get rid of him. I think cooler heads prevailed for now.
Mm.
And then they made him. They said, look, you got to apologize. I don't think he volunteered to apologize on his own to the team with team captains standing in front of him. I imagine Derek Carr was one of them who he unfriended on social media.
And apparently Derek Carr stepped up in the captain's meeting as well. And definitely was not happy with the report that we saw. You know, Derek Carr's quote, AB said some things, we said some things. So it wasn't like it was all.
Well, you
got to
imagine Derek Carr said some things like, dude, get your act together. Let's play football.
Okay, here's this. So, like, guys always say, like, once you once you get into it with a guy, like fight with a guy,
yeah.
Like most of the time, like the beef is squashed.
Yeah.
Like whatever's, like it's done now, right?
Right.
Is there an iota of a chance, a half of a percent that they, it was Festivus. It was the airing of the grievances. Like they
good reference,
got,
Chris.
They,
whoa.
I know. I'm a little upset that I did that, actually.
Jerry Seinfeld is getting off of his private jet right now here in Fort Myers for his show tonight at the Barber Beach.
So Jerry Stiller shows up in the metal pole and the greater locker room sticks it down and says, I got other problems with you people.
No, but is there like a chance that this is like, okay, you know what? Any issue that we've had with Antonio Brown players, front office, GM, head coach, it was all put out there in the open today. Was it today where he had the emotional apology?
Yes.
I think it was. Is there any chance that it's like, okay, you know what? Now that book is closed. Let's move forward to the season.
All right, I'll give you my answer.
Go ahead.
I think with Derek Carr and players, yes. That's how dudes are.
Okay.
John Gruden never got on AB's bad side.
Right.
But the flame with Mike Mayock, that's a tinderbox.
Okay.
If there's another situation or if one of those two looks at each other the wrong way, that's going to explode again. That's
I think
my
this
prediction.
Whole thing is fraudulent. Everybody said all the right things today, and it could be by Monday or next week. It'll happen again. My direct answer to you is no.
No. Okay.
I think this is a complete ruse by the Raiders. I don't buy any of it. I don't believe any of them. I believe Derek Carr is pissed and other teammates are pissed. Mayock is pissed. Gruden is pissed too that he has to go through this and not focus on football. This is a ruse by the Raiders. It's only a matter of time before this spirals out of control again. Everybody knows it. This was a phony baloney day for the Raiders and an embarrassment for that organization. All
the
way
around.
What,
Antonio Brown did not want to give that apology.
No.
And he didn't. And then, by the way, he stood in front of the microphone in front of the reporters again today, kind of said more or less the same thing, and then walked away. He didn't want to do that either. He was made like a little kid. Now you go and apologize because it was for $31 million. Yeah. That's the only reason he did it. Now we have some audio from some of the things.
And there's still a chance he gets. He's on a week to week basis here with the Raiders as far as money goes.
All right. Do we have John Gruden?
Yep.
I got John Gruden.
Yep.
All right. Here he is, basically saying nothing.
They have a prepared statement. I'll just say Antonio's back today. We're really excited about that. Ready to move on. He's had a lot of, obviously, time to think about things. And we're happy to have him back. And I know Raider Nation is excited about that, too. All right?
All right, guys. Thank you for playing Monday night.
That's the plan.
You know what that is? That's the plan, saying.
That's a hedge.
I hope to God that nothing stupid happens again. That's what will be stupid. Well, now here's AB's forced press conference today. 18 seconds.
I want to apologize to my teammates, organization. No talk, man. I'm excited to be out here with my teammates. Grateful for all the fans. I'm excited to be a part of Raiders and see you guys soon.
Okay, thank you guys.
What a joke.
That's kind of hard to hear.
It's a joke.
Apologizing to his teammates. Glad to be out with and the organization. Does that include Mike Mayock?
Didn't sound it.
I think passively aggressively it does. It's his way to apologize to get, you know, again, mommy made you apologize.
But
you don't want to give him credit like a child. And so, yeah.
It's another instance where AB won.
See, I think Mike Mayock won for a day where he could lose it all over again.
That's fine. He could win for a day.
He got a superstar player to apologize
to. So Mike Mayock won the battle. AB has won the war.
Well, let's say I haven't even got in the field yet. Let's see what happens.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m., his salary is guaranteed for the season. Mm. He's got 23 hours, 22 hours and 45 minutes to not do anything stupid, and his money is guaranteed for the season. That's him winning.
Although Florio did have something today, I thought yesterday that I read at the end that's interesting about if he screws up, even after, there's still a chance that he could still lose a big chunk of this if he keeps acting up. Which I know he's going to.
Then what does it mean to be guaranteed? What does it mean to be guaranteed then?
I read you earlier what Florio said, and Stephen A. actually read the whole thing today, and I'll get back to it again, but. The conduct detrimental is still a big part of this conversation. And he better not be – there's still stipulations in that contract. If he's late again or acts up again or he's going to forfeit some money. He's going to be on a week-to-week.
You know, a phrase we've been hearing lately is guaranteed against injury. No, that's a guarantee. When you issue a press release that says, yeah, it's guaranteed money or it's guaranteed against injury, that means you can blow out his knee and still get paid. But the behavior clause
I don't know what we've seen from Antonio Brown in the last year would make you, Pete, or anybody else think that the Raiders will actually take anything away from this guy. This is a guy who forced his way out of the Steelers organization for a third and a fifth round draft choice. This is a guy who wanted out of Pittsburgh because he wanted a fully guaranteed contract. He got that. He was going to be traded to the Bills, if you believe Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to make it happen. They were going to guarantee his contract. Yeah. So then the Raiders step in. Every step along the way, we talk amongst the three of us, and it's like, well, this has got to be it, right? This is the point where Antonio Brown finally has to put, pun intended, his feet to the fire here and start to answer some questions. And every step of the way, it's, well, guess what? The talent, the on-the-field production outweighs the headache off the field.
Except when Mike Mayock fined him $54,000. That's what rocked his world and got his attention.
He also lost $500,000. We know that from his $1 million signing bonus for screwing up.
It was supposed to be paid if he had made 80% of his workouts, which he did not.
Which he did not. And this is the other part. This is the part of the story that Florio wrote yesterday that I talked about and that Stephen A. talked about today. If they suspend him without pay for Week 1, which allegedly right now is not going to happen, they also could do it at any time during the 2019 season and avoid owing him anything further under the termination pay provision of the labor deal. Since a player with 4 or more years of service can collect the remainder of his salary upon being released only if he's on the Week 1 active roster. So I think it's interesting.
So what that says is if he's suspended at any point of the year, his money's no longer guaranteed, but if he gets released, then it is guaranteed?
Or injured.
Or injured.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't understand
the language of it.
They could also do it at any time during the 2019 season and avoid owing him anything further under the termination pay. T is capital. Termination. P is capital and pay. Termination pay provision of the labor deal. So,
all right. Now, did you say O.J. Simpson commented on the situation today? We always like to play. Usually we play him earlier in the day, but he tweeted out during the show. So I want to play this audio. It's shorter.
It's 36 seconds.
And it's regarding this little squabble between the Raiders and AB.
It says, glad he's back. Way to go, Gruden.
Okay, let's take a listen. Here we go. O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter world. It's me, yours truly. Just finished playing golf with some of my buddies.
Show in the restaurant.
And we got the good news that Antonio Brown is not going to get suspended. Coach Gruden, that was a good move. Thank you so very much. But then I had a daymare. Can you have a daymare, not a nightmare?
Yeah, if somebody comes at you with a knife.
If Antonio got a concussion with this new helmet? Oh, my God. That would be the worst. I'm just saying.
Thanks, OJ. OJ's obviously had a couple pops during the
call.
Oh,
yeah.
What a dope. I'm a rune.
I have very little to... Usually I have plenty to say after an OJ tweet. I said, good job, Gruden. I mean, Gruden was the cooler head in this situation. He wanted that player on the field.
What more do the Raiders need to see from this guy? I'm of the belief now... It does not matter what AB does. He's not getting cut from this team.
I disagree.
Telling your boss to go bleep off, calling him a cracker, punting a ball, and telling him, fine me for that. If that doesn't get you cut, please tell me where the line is then. If that ain't the line, where does that line start? That line that you got to get to.
Double murder?
The only thing I got is if he's charged with some sort of felony, if that ever happens, if he gets in trouble with the law. You might be right, Chris. It's sad, but you might be right. But it is inevitable. Remember when Thanos said, I am inevitable. It is inevitable that Antonio Brown will bleep up again. And at that point, I think he has been – my personal feeling is he's been given an ultimatum here. This is it. One more time, and you're gone.
Wait a minute. That's exactly what Mike Mayock said in his letter when he found him. One more incident and you're gone. And then we had the incident.
And he's gone. In fact, the GM came out yesterday, said, our plan is to suspend Antonio Brown for week one.
Our plan.
Yes,
our
plan.
Well, then
their plan is to play him on Monday night.
The head coach comes out 24 hours later and says, well, hold on, that's his plan. My plan is to play Antonio
Brown.
I think you just answered the question to our poll yesterday. John Gruden has power over Mike Mayock.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. But here's the thing. What if the plan changes again and he doesn't play on Monday because Mike Mayock threatens to quit?
It sounds.
I'm just saying.
It sounds to me like John Gruden would side with AB.
Why would he say the plan is to play?
Because
him?
He knows there could be another hiccup. It's 75 hours before the next game. There could be many AB incidents between then. He could be suspended and rehired twice by then.
Exactly.
You guys are saying, it is the logical thing to say. It's the logical thought process. We're not dealing with logic right now. We're not dealing with the Oakland Raiders.
But even the Raiders, Chris, Mark Davis is going to say, at one point, he's going to say he has to. Enough is enough. You can't have this going on the whole season.
I'll say it again. No. If this guy shows up and performs on the field, he is above anybody else in that organization. That's what it looks like.
Is there any chance that yesterday Mark Davis came in and said, guys?
Yes.
I got a new stadium next year.
We talked about that.
I got one superstar on the team. His name is AB. I want him on the roster for week one next year. So you're not cutting him this year. So find a way to make this happen. And I think John Gruden finally said, all right, here's the path forward. And this helps Mayock save a little bit of face. I'm going to have AB apologize to the team. I'm going to put the captains around him so it looks good. I'm going to have him apologize to the media. And he's going to be on the field on week one. And if Mayock wants to deal with it, however he wants to deal with it, whether he rides this wave or whether he resigns, then so be it. Mike Mayock is the least important figure of this whole scenario.
Yes.
Oh, I agree. Unfortunately, that is the case. There's no doubt about it. But once again, all three of us agree. We are not 100% sure that AB will play on Monday night. I am not 100% sure. If they were 100% sure, they wouldn't say that's the plan. They'd say, no, he is definitely playing, going to start, blah, blah, blah. That it's the plan. Well, you know what? I'll believe the plan when I see it at 10:30 on Monday night.
Well,
a lot of stuff can happen between now and then.
Blister on the foot between now and then. I mean, that's a long time.
And what if they make up a fake injury to keep him out because he's not ready to go as far as knowing the playbook and all that stuff? What if that don't that couldn't happen either?
All right, Pete. It's a
politically correct. I'm not playing in game one, but it has nothing to do with what happened this whole week. It's because. His pinky toe is.
Well, you asked us if we think he's going to play. Look, if there are
percentage
no more incidents, then yeah, I think 100% he's playing Monday.
No, I know, but right now, if I had to ask,
I feel comfortable in saying that he doesn't release something on Instagram?
What's your percentage? What's your percentage right now? It's not 100. What I'm saying is it's not 100%.
Now I'm going to put it at 75.
I'll put it at 95.
Yesterday I would have gone 95. He's off the team by Monday.
I'll put it 75.
So
too.
I've switched there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Drew Rosenhaus, I'm taking his phone, I'm changing the password to all of his social media accounts and telling him, you'll get this back Tuesday morning.
All you got to do is be quiet until 4 p.m. on Saturday. 22 hours.
That's all it is.
All he's got to do is stay off social media for 22 hours.
Impossible.
And he'll get his first year salary of $15 million.
Impossible. I wonder if Mike Mayock would ever. Mike Mayock has a Twitter account. He hasn't been on it in a while since he was at NFL Network.
Yeah, it's probably a good call to not tweet if you're a GM.
Probably.
Probably.
It's beneath you.
Here's the other thing, too. What if that video from practice gets leaked and you really see, you know, the anger and Mayock walking away and him say those words, cussing words that he absolutely said. I don't care what Diana Rossini said. It's not what she says. It's what AB is lying to Diana Rossini.
It won't get leaked. I'll tell you why.
I don't know.
Again, because the media had already left. So the only film, if there is any, is from the Y-22 for practice.
Yeah.
And that means a ball boy or some, 10th assistant coach would have to be the guy. And they're going to put their job at risk because somebody's going to get fired. Nobody wants to get fired.
We have seen it happen before, though. I mean, you're an IU grad.
Yeah.
We've seen practice footage leaked.
Touche, Chris. Touche.
All the information that we have on Antonio Brown and the Raiders thus far is that Antonio Brown is the third ranking person in the Oakland Raiders organization. It goes Mark Davis. It goes John Gruden. Yeah. Then it's Antonio Brown, probably T3 Antonio Brown and Derek Carr.
Yeah.
This will escalate. And Drake's like, oh, we get it, Pete. You hate AB. Drake, please stop with that crap. Please. Yeah, I'm sure he's very respectful. I'm sure you really, really respect everything he's done.
Look, I don't think that he's a good guy. The information that we've been given.
He's going to destroy that team. He's already accomplished it. And before game one, he's halfway home. It's only a matter of time. It's so predictable. It doesn't get any easier than this. It just doesn't.
All right.
See this guy coming. You can see what he's going to do a mile away. He does not care about anybody else but himself.
But guess what?
And he'll screw up again. And the next time he does, I believe that'll be it.
Fantasy football owners, feel comfortable putting Antonio Brown back in your starting
I wouldn't.
I agree.
For
week one.
For right now, you can go ahead and do it. And to everybody texting in, maybe the Hard Knock cameras got it. Hard Knocks is no longer there.
Here's the point.
They left, I think, the day before all this happened.
Right. Here's the point to which AB has sucked the oxygen out of the sports talk world. It is 5:25 on the Friday before the opening week of the NFL season. I think when we come back, take a look at a couple games that may fancy our interest. I don't know. What do you say? It's a novel idea for Sports Talk Radio?
That, and there's also, I give LSU fans, once again, an A-plus for ingenuity, which we'll tell you.
Oh,
we'll
I want to hear this.
Oh, that's it. Look, LSU fans, you just went up a notch in my book.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. If you missed Wikipedia earlier, we did some Seinfeld trivia because I'm going to see Jerry Seinfeld at the Barbie B Man. Let me leave you with one more question. Pete Shepard, what was Jerry's apartment number? You can see it on every episode.
No,
608.
No, it's either 4 or 5. 4? 5?
5A.
5A, yeah.
5A.
Kramer's was 5A.
Jerry's was 5A.
Kramer's was 5B.
No, I don't think Kramer might have been 5B.
We'll sprinkle in a few more as we will.
I don't know.
Also, earlier, you handicappers out there, we had a great conversation with Gabe Morenci last hour. You Bucks fans getting ready for the season. We talked with Jenna Lane earlier on the program. If you want to hear any of those, they'll be on our website at the podcast under Sheeman and Shepard at 99.3 ESPN.com. Chris is hustling on this right now. It's Sheeman and Shepard on a Friday, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Nice job, Chris.
Thank you.
Off to go see Jerry Seinfeld at the Barbary Man. Pete Shepard, what catchphrase did George Costanza coin after being seen naked by Jerry's girlfriend Rachel after swimming in a cold pool?
I was in a pool.
Well, there was something else more specific.
Shrinkage?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What made Jerry throw up, thus ending his long streak of no vomiting?
The black and white cookie.
Nice job.
Look to the cookie. The racial harmony of the cookie. A little small bite of black and white. You remember when the African-American guy was across the bakery? He's like, look to the cookie and
salutes
him.
Look to the cookie, no doubt. All right, I got a tough one for you here.
Okay.
What were the names of Elaine's bizarro friends?
I just saw Feldman. Song.
Yeah, across the hall.
Yep, Feldman across the hall. Kevin.
Yes.
And the guy looks like George. Gene.
Yes! Nicely done. I am impressed. And for me to be impressed about Seinfeld trivia, I'm
she
very
goes
impressed.
In and opens the refrigerator at their place, takes out the olive, starts eating them like she does at Jerry. What are you doing?
Yep.
Eating an olive. Everything about asking?
Yeah.
Oh.
The bizarro world.
And she did get out to Kevin, remember? And almost killed
get
him.
Get out!
And they threw Elaine out.
That's when they threw her out. Yeah. That was pretty much the end of her reign with the new bizarro friends. All right. So, LSU fan, nice job.
Great stuff.
Which one of you had the story?
So remember that time that Tiger fans got the number of Tim Tebow many years ago, sent him hundreds of calls and text messages ahead of a game against LSU? Well, the Tiger fans have struck again. They've acquired the phone number of Texas quarterback Sam Ehlinger ahead of the Longhorns game against the Tigers on Saturday. So Marla Taylor told guest host Tony Barnhart on the Feinbaum show today.
That's Maria Taylor.
Maria Taylor. Sorry.
What did he say?
I'm Mariah.
Malaya.
That's how they say it, brother.
Maria Taylor's awesome. So she said he got 600-something text messages on his phone from LSU fans, and he's getting calls nonstop, but he's dealing with it like these are the games he came for to Texas to play for.
Mm. Oh, I love it. Way to go, LSU fans. You know, in Europe, they'll find out where their opposing team is sleeping, and they'll set fireworks off on the middle of the night right outside. Right. Or they'll pull a fire alarm that's happened a few times in this country as well.
Yes.
Getting the cell phone number?
Yeah.
Like, I know how it happened.
How?
You know exactly how. Okay.
I don't.
Here's how it happened.
How do you do this, Chris?
I get the sound, too.
Sam Ellinger, he's on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you follow somebody on Twitter and they follow you back,
you DM.
You can DM each other.
Right.
So I bet a thirsty LSU, she's an LSU fan, but she was just posing as a thirsty Ellinger, if you will. Slides into his DMs. He gives her the phone number. Boom. Now it's going to spread like wildfire.
Good idea.
That's exactly how that number got out. Now, how Tim Tebow's number got out, we'll never know the answer to that question.
Here's Maria Taylor telling Tony Barnhart earlier today on Finney's show. You pop me up.
Finney?
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but they feel like Ellinger is the guy. He's the rock star we've been looking for.
Oh, absolutely. And you can feel it when you're around him. Now, first of all, I got to tell you this, that somehow LSU fans have found out Sam's number. So he's got like 600-something text messages on his phone from LSU fans, and he's getting calls nonstop. But he's dealing with it. Like, these are the games that he came to Texas to play for.
All right. That would be a pain. Have you all ever had to change phone number? I mean, I've had the same phone number for 20 years.
My friend.
That's a pain to do,
I've
right?
done it once.
Yeah? Just because you got different service?
Yeah.
You couldn't carry it over?
I remember one of my best friends, one of my best friends in New England, my friend Pete, who went to Marquette back when Digger Phelps was still coaching at Notre Dame. And every year they would get a hold. They hated Notre Dame. They would get a hold of the hotel and where he was staying and just created hell. Called him nonstop.
Yeah.
Went in there, pulled fire alarms to the hotel they were staying. All that stuff.
Wow.
That college kids do.
It's gamesmanship. Yeah. It's a little sportsmanship. That's all it is.
It's tough on the road.
It's being a fan and trying to give your team an advantage.
I haven't heard Nick talk about that before, but I bet it's happened. I'm sure Auburn fans have gotten to him.
Is killing all the live oaks on campus?
No, that's too far.
That's too far.
That is too far. Oh, look, I don't like the Auburn football program. Right. Not a big fan of their basketball team either.
Right.
I am.
Bruce Pearl, man, he's awesome.
Look, killing a tree, I just don't know what that does, Harvey.
Alabama. Roll Tide.
Harvey
I guarantee you he said Roll Tide when he did it.
Harvey Updike?
Yeah.
Oh. He called into was it Finney's show or was it just a local radio show and said he said it and he goes, you know I gotta say it. Roll damn Tide.
Makes you proud, doesn't it?
It's like, don't say that right there, Harvey.
Man.
You're crazy. By the way, he's defaulting on, like, all of the payments that he owes.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course.
He's paid, like, $2,500.
He's going to be going to camp in Canada.
No doubt.
No, they don't show Alabama football in Canada.
Yeah, they do.
They don't?
Can't go. Sure they do.
Yeehaw.
Right. They show it there.
Had
to go out and watch the Miami-North Carolina game Saturday night because still don't have freaking ACC network on Xfinity.
That's going to be a problem.
Get it done!
All right, I should ask this here at the end of the week, boys. Which NFL game strikes your biggest fancy this weekend? And no, you can't say Steelers, Patriots.
Okay, and you can't say Lions.
I can't say Lions. Well, I'm not really.
We didn't even talk at all about Miami.
Ravens, Dolphins.
The Ravens. What I don't understand
I
about
just bought
that
my
line.
Tank for Tua shirt.
But,
nice.
But that line has stayed at 7 all week. I am stunned it's not up to 8 or 9. Stunned.
Is
it possible? No, they can't hang with them, can they?
No.
My NFL game I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Falcons-Vikings.
No, it's Chiefs-Jags for me. That's my AFC Championship preview.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, Buckeye just texted in Sam Ellinger's cell phone number.
Call it real quick.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Call it real quick.
Can we call it on air?
See if we got a message.
Don't let people hear the digits. Don't let people hear the digits because you can trace them. I can hear the digits. These people have a keen ear. Remember to play songs on the telephone?
I could never do that.
You never played like Mary Had a Little Lamb?
He turned his phone off.
Break in. Say it's an emergency call.
I don't think he turned it off.
It's an emergency call.
Well, call the operator.
We don't want to get arrested.
Try it one more time.
Yeah, try one more time. This is Sam Ellinger's phone number. LSU fan has gotten it on the weekend of the Texas LSU game.
We assume. I don't know. This could be his wife. Who the hell knows who this number is? Be careful.
Well, that's all right. If somebody
it's not a 555 number. Is 512 in Texas?
Yeah, well, not, oh, not where Texas? I lived. I don't know where they're. I think he's from
Sam.
Out of state.
Oh, it's my room.
Mailbox belonging to 51.
Oh, whoa, hang on, whoa,
hang
on. Whoa.
Hang on, leave it up. Leave it up. I want to leave a message.
Well, we can't leave the phone number up.
No, but. All right, but after that.
Leave a message.
This time, please try again later. Goodbye.
Oh, it's full. Yes. Sam!
That is an Austin area code, ladies and gents.
Yep, it is.
Sam! Sam Sheeran Shepherd program.
Sam, you're going to lose!
Sam, just I got LSU on the 6.5. Just don't make it, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Sam, this is Ed Orgeron. I'm going to drink 8 Monster Energy drinks.
Mailbox.
We're going to go out there. We're going to get you good.
That's pretty
Mailbox
good.
Mailbox is full.
Thank you for doing the Ed Orgeron today. I could not do it with my voice.
Cookie.
Any other Seinfeld questions? Oh, no, let's finish the question. You said the games.
How did Kramer dry his pants?
Oh, he put it in the oven.
Right.
The one at the pizza place.
The pizza place.
Actually, that was his jacket.
Yes.
Smelled like.
I thought it was his pants because he went into the restaurant with his pants off.
No, he had his. No.
That was his jacket.
He had a bunch of coins in his pocket and
he was going to pay in pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, what game? I got to go Tampa Bay and San Francisco.
All right.
And of course, Raiders Denver. Is that too obvious?
No, obviously.
Well, he said one game this weekend.
One game this weekend. I'm going to pick Bucks. And
I presume we're going to talk a lot about the Raiders-Broncos game on Monday when we come in here previewing it.
Yeah, when AB's suspended again.
Did AB do anything stupid over the weekend?
No, he'll be suspended again, then reinstated again.
Probably.
Pete Shepard, what was Newman's first name? This is the hardest question on here.
Bill.
No, what is – I know what
– Well, I guess William would be the real name.
No, it's Wayne Knight is his real name.
Correct.
No, Newman. No. Not Wayne Knight.
God.
Who's that?
Wayne Knight is his real name. What episode was this? I know they mentioned it. Well, that's weird.
No, this is a trick question, Pete Shepard. They never.
They never did.
Newman's first.
That's
name.
Right. Because when he gave his card, all it said was Newman.
That's right. That's right.
You're right.
What was Jerry's real first name?
Jerome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's in real life.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I've asked you all the questions on here. I think you got them all. The only one I did. I know you know the answer to this. What holiday did George's father?
Oh, I will say. Let me ask you one. Oh. Off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
What was the position George was applying for at Vandalay Industries? Remember at the end of one of the episodes, the phone rang and he came out in his underwear. I said, say you're for Vandalay Industries. And Jerry says,
"Late." And you wanted to be my latex salesman.
Boom. One of the great lines. And you are going to be my latex salesman.
Yep. good times. All right.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll let you know. I'm expecting a big show. Chris has seen Jerry in concert before.
I have, yeah.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll check it out.
What's a long time ago? How old were you? Teen?
Yeah.
Not even. 8, 9, 2, I don't remember.
No. I'm trying to think. Was I a teen or was I like 20 or 21?
It's a big, well, okay.
Okay, well, 19 is not that far off from 20,
right.
Craig.
That's
it's one.
Okay, I was ready to make a smart aleck comment, but I don't know if you heard me edit myself, and I stopped because I realized 19 and 21 are only 2 years apart. All right. I think we had a good show today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Callers were great. Texas were awesome.
Yep. When we come back, we'll close it out with what you got, get you into your weekend. And we'll let you know if anything changes for AB in the next 4 minutes. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN at the 99.3 ESPN app.
It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. They got something for every sports fan there. Plus some barrel-aged bourbon, 29-degree draft beer, TVs to watch every sporting event. Everything you possibly need with a great menu. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Really, nothing happened on this day in history. You know, I usually do this at this time. I will say this. In 1870, a woman cast her vote in the U.S. for the first time. That was allowed. And Arthur Modell, American businessman and owner of the Browns/Baltimore Ravens, he passed away from heart failure at age 87. And that's all I have. Kind of a slow day in history. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Again, getting you back to updating our poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio, Twin Peaks poll, Twitter poll. How many incidents will AB and the Raiders have before kickoff Monday night? Your choice were 0, 1, 2, 3, or more. 41% of you said 1. 22% of you said 3 or more.
Wow.
21% of you said 0, and 16% said 2.
Wow. Well, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Business is booming.
Long way to go.
All right, Chris. By the way, I just saw you look busy over there.
Lindsey Vonn's dress at some gala she was at.
Yeah.
I think it was a dress. It looked like a half a dress.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's at this U.S. Open match we're watching right now. They just showed her in the crowd.
They did.
Yeah. All right. What is Chris doing?
I don't know.
He's penning something. Oh, he's
getting my lock of the night.
Okay. Well, Southwest Florida awaits.
Yeah, I used the term lock very loosely after losing last night, telling you to lay the 3 through Chicago. I did say I like the under as well.
Yep.
But I didn't play the under because I like to play lines, not totals.
How much were the under by? What was the under in that
46
game?
46 and a half.
But I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to grow.
Well, that's when I told you September's a risky business. You got to let things play out before you start betting.
College football, I've given you guys nothing but winners so far. Right. Like, not in the pigskin picks, obviously, but just in this lock of the night.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I'm going to learn. Okay. I'm going to grow.
All right.
And I'm going to listen to Gabe Morenci.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over 57.5 in the Marshall-Boise State game. Last year, these two teams combined for over 90 points.
Oh. Yep.
I got it. I did the same thing.
But you guys are
and
wasting
And parlayed
time.
It with... Rice plus 20. It's a
Boise
20.
State. We got the same parlay rolling.
Yep.
Hypothetically, if that were to be a thing,
who knows? All right, we got Spain and Company coming up at 6.
Spain and Co.
No play by play tonight.
Yes, we do have play by play. We have Cypress Lake High School.
Oh, that's right.
What am I thinking? It's Friday night.
Fort Myers Green Wave.
All right. Very good. Lead story for Spain and Company has got to be more
please.
AB.
Absolutely.
Because the story changed
NBA.
Every couple hours. What?
NBA, yeah.
I was joking. Not serious.
But, you know, I will say, you know, Goff last night right away, and I still believe this. You know what he said? He said in all seriousness, just I hope the guy's mentally okay. And he said it.
He's one of the first people
besides us.
Yeah, we said
The
it.
Guy needs therapy. I mean, there's no question. First and foremost, something is not right upstairs with that guy, and he does need help.
I think we all agree with that because we were the first ones to say it. But he's
Goff
one of the first ones nationally
yes,
to say it.
Yes, he's one of the first ones. He did about 10 minutes on it last night, too.
Yeah.
Very very proud of him that he said that.
I actually like him and Clinton together.
Yeah, I think it's
a good show.
Yep.
Not bad.
Yep.
I presume Sarah asked for the night off so that she could go watch her beloved Bears.
She's been off all week.
Has she?
Oh, one night she worked. Yeah. She has a funky schedule.
Well, she does a lot of other things on TV for ESPN. Probably gave her the night off on the radio, but I'm sure she requested this one off to go. She likes to go to these things. She's always at.
She's always on a boat.
Wrigley,
she's partying
in Lake
Michigan. She's always part. She's a party girl.
She's living the life, living the dream. No doubt about it.
Husband's a gazillionaire.
That's what I hear. All right, so that's it. We made it to the finish line. We got a weekend. Everybody enjoy
your weekend. What's up for you on the weekend? You're going to the game. You're going to the Bucks game on...
I'm going to Seinfeld tonight. I'm going to the Bucks game on Sunday, and Saturday's wide open.
Yeah.
So there you
have it. Come on, watch the Canes with me on Saturday night.
Is that what you're doing? Where are you going to be?
I am.
At home?
No, I'm not going. I will not be at home alone. No, because I can't get it at home because I don't have Hulu Live. It's too much of a pain in the ass to get it.
That's an ACC
game. I have
game.
Hulu. Yeah, so I'll be out and about.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Chris, what are your plans for this weekend?
Going to my grandparents' house tomorrow, and then...
In the Alps?
No,
the water.
Collier County. going to your side of the tracks, Craig.
That's right. Say hi when you drive by.
And then
they let
Sunday,
people like you? They let people
don't...
like you into Naples?
I got to drive my wife's car, but yeah.
Jeez. It's brutal. All right. I think that'll just about do it.
And probably lose a lot of Skittles on football.
And you guys keep track of your adult beverages because that's a thing now?
Oh, yeah, bottle tops.
I'm going to see it bottle tonight. Tops. I'll have my review on Monday.
It's a scary movie.
Oh, we got to bust out the Pete movie review imaging again.
That sounds good. That'll do it. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. You know what I always say? Stay ready so you don't need to get ready.
You always say that.
Let that lock in. God bless America, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.